You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
All right, guys, welcome to another exciting episode of Easy Talk Live. Every Thursday, we do our thing the easy way, giving you guys the coolest updates in Hollywood, how we roll the easy way. We interview some great people. We got an amazing guest for today's show. Jackie Christie is going to be calling in here pretty soon. You guys remember her from Basketball Wives. L.A., she's the one that everybody talks smack on. No, I'm kidding. She's a beautiful girl. I met her over at the W Hotel. And, you know, we had a great time with John Ma, the vice president of Warner Brothers, Sunday Carter, Jackie Christie, Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls, our client, Phoenix Rose, and, of course, Nolbert Brown Jr., our man, Nolbert Brown Jr., who has the segment Director's Corner. It's going to be an awesome show, guys. Tell your friends. I hope you're sharing everything. And we do it the easy way, baby. So I hope I sound a little bit better this week, guys. I'm trying some different things. I'm actually in the studio today. I hope the quality is like 10 times better. And so we're going to kick the show off with my man, Sean McNabb. Last time I had him in the background, I'm just going to play the song this time. Sean McNabb, Ride the Monkey. You guys remember him from a little show called Sons of Anarchy. Shout out to my man, Sean McNabb. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. We'll be right back. Shout out to him and his lovely wife, Christine Devine from Fox. I love you guys. Love. So Easy Talk Live, guys. We got our special guest in the house. So before we bring her on, Jackie Christie from the wonderful show, The Housewives, Real Housewives of Orange County. No. Wait a second. The Basketball Wives LA. Like I said, she's an awesome person. I met her in person. So now we're going to bring her on the show. We're going to play a little clip. This is on her website. Of the show, for those of you guys that haven't heard about the show, this is Basketball Wives LA, and there's a little clip of some of the girls that are talking about Jackie, and then we'll tell you a little bit more about Jackie. All right, guys, that's a little bit of drama, man. Ooh, what a crazy show. All right, guys, we got my girl Jackie Christie on the show on Easy Talk Live. Remember, every Thursday at 10:30 a.m., we appreciate her time. I'll tell you guys a little bit about Jackie Christie. Jackie Christie was the star of VH1's Basketball Wives L.A. She's franchise fashion designer, author of 6 popular books, Sexual Relations, No Ordinary Love, Women Proud to... you know what? I apologize, guys. I'm going to put some music on. That's my little puppy. I got a little puppy, and she was supposed to be in the other room, and I don't want her to mess this stuff up. So I'm going crazy right now because my puppy just messed up my show. So I'm going to be right back, and then we're going to introduce Jackie properly. Give me 1 second. Let me put the puppy in the other room. All right, you're listening to Easy Talk Live.
You hear that? It's a DJ on the right. You see that? It's a light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run some streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist, pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the...
All right, guys, so yeah, I feel like I had to go crazy a little bit there. So that was the Ochoa boys. You guys remember the Ryan Ochoa from Pair of Kings on Disney, and we hung out with them on their music video. They had an amazing music video with, like, probably over 20 Disney celebrities supporting them. All right, so let's go back to Jackie Christie and do this properly, and I'm going to keep Ochoa boys in the background here a little bit so we keep the vibe going. All right, Jackie Christie, star of VH1's Basketball Wives L.A. franchise, fashion designer. She's an author of 6 popular books, Sexual Relations, No Ordinary Love, Women, Proud to Be a Colored Girl, Love Puns, and In the Land of Sex and Money, and a devoted philanthropist. I love that. And see, that's what me and Jackie really clicked. Prides herself on being a high achiever. Jackie, a Seattle, Washington native, is also the wife of the retired NBA star Doug Christie. All right, guys, so we got her on the show today. Jackie Christie on Easy Talk Live. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, girl. So thank you so much for your time and being on the show and hanging out with us and doing it the easy way. And so all my fans want to know what you're wearing right now, because you were looking pretty good on that picture that we've been posting. And no, I'm kidding. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I like a lot of design.
So we love you. So we met you. Well, we met each other through Norbert Brown Jr., which is also going to be, he'll be here later on in the show, guys. He does a segment, Director's Corner. We met at the W mm-hmm. Hotel. We hung out mm-hmm. with John Mata from the vice president of Warner Brothers and CW. I'm going to actually be playing an interview of my interview I did with him pretty later on in the show, guys. And we just sat down and kicked it and hung out. We hung out with Vanity Drink and enjoyed our Vanity, and we just kind of really got to know each other. So Jackie, you know, tell me about that experience and doing it the easy way and what you felt, you know, meeting someone like me and on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how crazy do you think I am, or you know, talk to us.
You're hilarious. Yeah, it was great meeting you and everyone, and eating some great food and having a couple drinks and just socializing. You know, I'm from Seattle, Washington, and you know, being out here in LA is always, you know, a blast for me. We've been out here a few years now, and it's like my second home. So, you know, meeting people like yourself, you know, you're full of energy, fun, got your radio show. I had a radio show for about 3 years, so I totally love doing it. I just don't have the time nowadays to really devote to it, but I think you're a cool person, Easy.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. So how am I doing? If you're a radio host, what's your opinion on my radio hosting skills?
I think that you're about a 10, and the reason I say that is because even like with the puppy coming in, the way you did that and transitioned into taking him into the room, and you put music, and you're easy. You make it easy. I've seen people do radio shows where they just freak completely, like, uh-oh, and then there's these long gaps and everything, and you don't have any of that. I love it. It's really cool, and, you know, I see you doing something someday on, like, you know, maybe a Cyrus or something.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Jackie Christie, call me a 10. Oh, I hope your husband doesn't get jealous. No, I'm kidding.
No, I see you sitting right here.
Oh, hey, husband. Is he going to come on too? Say hi to us?
Yeah. No, he's actually doing a different interview with ESPN right now.
Oh, I see how it is. You're trying to challenge me. ESPN versus Easy Way Broadcast. I'm going to be
on ESPN
or CBS soon. Watch. So Jackie, got a lot of interesting questions. You know, we got a lot of questions from some of the fans. You know, first and foremost, you know, and I'm going to some of the fans. I always want to support the fans first and foremost because without the fans, there is no show. One of the number one questions that we got about three of the same question. What was it? I'm gonna ask the question, but I'm asking it in a little bit more interesting way, guys. The question was, what was it like to be a basketball wife on a reality show? My question is, how did it change your life being on a reality show like Basketball Wives LA?
Well, you got to remember, I first was on a reality show before Basketball Wives LA, on another show that me and my husband had called Christie's Committed, and it was actually about our life and my husband playing basketball and me, you know, being his support system and everything else, and it was on BET. So for I would say that was the first show, and that changed my life in a way that it opened up us to the public even more. You know, when someone's a public figure, which my husband is and was, you're already, you know, in the limelight. You know, you live in a glass house. And then once we did the show, it was even more so. But I think it also helped because a lot of people were able to squash some of the misconceptions. Like, they didn't understand. They didn't know what it was like. So they got to see it with us first. Then coming over to Basketball Wives LA has been an amazing experience because I've been with a cast of other women that's kind of in the same shoes as me. So we all been able to show and tell our stories in our own unique way.
Okay. And now to me, this is a question I have to ask. When you're doing reality, a lot of people want to know, is it really actually what that is? Or is it somewhat scripted? I mean, are the girls really that mean to you? Are they behind the scenes, do they really hate on you like that? Or you know, what's your opinion on the general basis of reality shows?
I would have to say that I'm also a producer, by the way. Easy, you didn't know that about me. And I'm a transparent person. So what you see is what you get. And that's the same way with all the ladies. And, you know, to be honest with you, I like people to watch the show. And, you know, hopefully soon you will be able to watch another season of me and all the other lovely ladies. And we'll go from there. But as far as anybody doing anything to another person, I feel like, you know, folks are going to be who they are, and all I can do is keep being Jackie Christie, you know, and I have a good heart, and I'm always trying to help people, but at the same time, you know, I'm always very outspoken as well, and I state my opinion. So I think that over the years, our show has been successful because we're transparent, and we, you know, we show people we're human, we're normal, we go through the same things everyone else goes through, and, you know, everything has a lesson, and some things we work through, some things we don't for a while, but eventually it always comes back around some type of a way, either you're going to be friends or you're not. So I love the experience, and it's a positive thing for me.
Every lady has their own swagger on the show, I love it. They got their own style. Okay, so going. Yeah, you're welcome. So going into kind of what you said, I want to go into a little bit of an issue that I feel is really plaguing our economy. Cyberbullying, cyber graffiti, being hurtful on the internet and digital. You know, because guys, you don't realize that physical is one thing, but when you verbally bash somebody on social media, or you're posting really negative derogatory blogs. The saying goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can't hurt me. I don't really think that's true, considering we have so many suicides lately and so many problems. What's your opinion, Jackie, on this major problem we have as far as cyber graffiti and cyberbullying and just the digital problems that we're having?
Well, I like, first of all, Easy, that you're bringing this up. This is a very, very serious and needed topic. I look at it as a disease, as whoever is doing it has a problem, whether it be mental, emotional, whatever it is, they're crying out for attention and help. They're behind a computer screen doing mean things that's hurtful to other folks, you know, and other people. Some people are stronger than others. Some people can ignore it, let it roll off their shoulders. Yeah, it still bothers them, I'm sure, because no one, let's face it, no one wants to be, you know, talked about or said mean things about and, you know, called a name or, you know, made fun of. Nobody likes that feeling. It's just gross. It's gross when you're a little kid. It's gross when you're a big kid. It's gross when you're an adult. But at the same time, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. And the only thing we can do as voices, yourself, myself, everybody else out there that, you know, a lot of people are listening to, is you speak about it, talk about it, open up the dialogue on it. It's not right. It's disrespectful. It's hurtful. It causes harm and sometimes even fatal situations with, you know, certain individuals, God bless them. And, you know, all I can say is that I don't engage in it. I don't, you know, like it. I will be honest. Sometimes you can't help but lash out at someone when they're mean to you and say something like, okay, you're blocked, or, you know, F off. But then you catch yourself. And what I try to do is I just try to calmly hit that block button. That's the one good thing that these different social media sites has given us, is the ability to control who comes and bothers us, what we see and what we don't. And it's hard to, you know, you go on there and you're expecting people to say, oh, I like that shirt, I like that car, oh, you're nice, oh, what are you eating? And you see someone saying, oh, you're this, you're crazy, you're that. You know what I mean? But the best thing to do is I kind of glance over it really quickly, and I can kind of, I have a sensor. I can sense when it's negative, and I just hit block. And that's it.
I have my
sisters erase it, you know.
I kind of agree with you, and I kind of don't. I've had some experiences myself, and it's just like kind of just like actual bullying. You know, if a bully is bothering you, taking your lunch money, and you don't do anything about it, it's going to continue. It's going to persist. And and so what I'll just say what I've done, guys. And I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but this is what I've done, and it's worked for me. I've actually had I don't mention any names on my show, but I've had a particular journalist that posted some really derogatory fake ripoff reports. In fact, one of the ripoff reports that he posted on me was a statement stating that I stole $10,000 from a Disney kid getting them a Twitter badge or something like that, something that was made up. And this Disney kid's name is Zach Callison, and he's the voice of Steven Universe on Cartoon Network. Now, the funny thing is, that is my host currently today for Teens on Air. So it kind of like ricochets and bounces back at you. So what I did, and there's a lot of things that they did. They posted groups, and they just went all out. So what I did is I actually found proof that this individual was doing this. I didn't attack them in any way. I just defended myself and did print screens of all the derogatory things that they were posting. And I posted my own blog, saying, hey, guys, you know, I'm just letting you know this is going out. It's unfortunate. And still today, that's on Google. And you know what? That, and on top of an attorney sending a cease and desist letter, it all went away. In fact, today I had a comment on Facebook of a girl, and I was shocked. And she, for some reason, no reason at all, she started saying that I'm no Jimmy Kimmel, I'm no big boy, I'm no this, I'm no that, who the hell do I think I am, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. And the way I responded to that was, hey, you know, thank you. You know, I'm glad to know someone's watching and listening, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. God bless. And that's how I handled it. What about you? Can you maybe tell some of your stories and experiences you might have dealt with as far as derogatory type situations and how you dealt with it?
You know, it's funny you ask that, Easy, but no, I tend to just erase it. You know, I tend to try to raise above it, and, you know, a negative situation and being in a negative space is just not who I am or where I like to be, and I feel sorry for the people that are out there doing that, and all I can do is just, you know, say a prayer for them silently and keep on, you know, being an advocate for non-negative behavior, you know, coming from people that's intentionally trying to hurt someone. I mean, like I've always said, situations arise between people sometimes that there's a disagreement, there's a misunderstanding, there's words that's between you. But if you can be the adult and you can rise above the silliness and the immaturity of it and say, I'm sorry, and accept responsibility for your part in it, then that means you're growing and you're becoming a better person. And that's what I advocate for. What I don't do is I don't give energy to stuff that is negative. I just don't.
The crowd agrees with you. There they are in the background, loving the show. Okay, that's a great answer, Jackie. What motivates you to keep going on every day? I mean, I know what it's like being a public figure, and actually, let me ask you this question first, and then answer that question. What is your life like when you wake up in the morning to when you go to sleep at night as a public figure?
For me, I would say my life is like, okay, I wake up in the morning, I usually say good morning to my husband. And then, you know, I grab my phone. I make sure that, you know, because I have, you know, kids that don't live at home. So I want to make sure if they call me or if, you know, maybe they text me or anything, make sure they're cool first. Then I go to Twitter, look at it, you know, see what's going on there. Because, you know, that's my, I run it as my business as well, Twitter, Instagram, all of that, Facebook. And, you know, I check all that out, make sure everything's good, you know, nothing's happened. None of the, you know, mean people, like you said, have been on there saying stuff that I don't want my other folks to have to endure. And then I get up, shower, do normal stuff. But, you know, when I look at it as, okay, today's another day, I look at it as a day for new beginnings. I'm always creating. I'm always trying to move forward in a positive way, trying to inspire, motivate, you know, help other people, grow my businesses. You know, I'm just like anybody else, regardless if I'm a celebrity and I'm on TV and everything else. Production is one form, being a talent on, you know, TV, movies, all of that stuff's another form. Being in theater, that's another form. The arts is what I do. I live and breathe it. I've been doing it since I was 3 years old. I, you know, I deal with my fashion, my books, my makeup line, my cognac that's out now. So I always go to my vision board. I make sure I'm on course with that. And that's just putting your visions down on what you want to do and following a path. I believe in making lists. And if you make a list every week or every day, then you have a path to follow. If you don't, then you're freelancing it. And a lot of times things are forgotten and overlooked and not paid attention to in the right way. So I go to my list and I make sure that I'm on course with that. And that's how I do it. As soon as I hit the streets, I'm out there. People are recognizing me. They're saying hello. They're asking me questions. I'm talking to them. I'm engaging them. But the whole time I'm watching my perimeter, making sure everything is good and it's safe because of the type of world we live in now. And that's what I do. That's my daily day, you know.
All right. Well, yeah, and that's that. So that's your day-to-day. Now, so what individuals – faith, religion, or mm-hmm. what is it that motivates you to keep on going? What's your ultimate goals?
What motivates me is definitely my faith in God. That's something that doesn't waver. That's something that I, you know, have been, you know, strongly involved in the church since I was small. And I just, you know, I believe that there's nothing you can't have in life. And if you keep your faith, He hears all of your prayers, all of your needs. He sees everything and He makes it happen when it's time and in due time. It's for you, you're going to get it. So that's what I do. And, you know, what keeps me going also is my family, my husband, my children, the fact that I want to leave a legacy for my kids that they can be proud of and they can grow up and they can continue on through the generations. And, you know, that's what I do. I enjoy watching television with my family, my husband. You know, we got our own particular favorite shows. We, you know, he makes me popcorn and we just sit back, maybe have a glass of wine and just enjoy each other. That quality time is important. So, and that all motivates me because it's like, ooh, you know, get through this week, make a lot of good things happen, have a productive week, get through the weekend, have some fun. Come Monday, we start all over again, and all my shows hit, you know, and I get to watch The Floor, 24.
You said your particular favorite shows. You mean The Easy Show and Easy Talk Live, right?
Of course. I got to listen to my radio show. Yeah, but Hit the Floor on TV is like Hit the Floor, Hardcore Pond, 24, Scandal. Those are my – I just – They why I breathe. I love those shows.
That was my next question. What are your favorite shows and why?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
The Floor is, huh?
It sounds like you're actually a reality buff. So you love the reality shows. What about are you a Twilight fan? Do you like the Twilight movies?
You know what? I heard about the Twilight movies and but I haven't watched it yet. I need to get it, so I'm going to go over to, like, Fry's or something and get the whole series because I hear it's on DVD, but I haven't. Everyone that I know have watched it, and they love it. It took me 2 years to finally watch Scandal, and as soon as I did, I was addicted. I was at the store when they opened in the morning getting the whole DVD collection of it and freaked out when they was missing an episode. Like, oh, my God, no. So I drove, like, 15 miles out of my area to go get it at a place called Second Spin because they had the Scandal series. I'm telling you, when I get on something, I'm hooked.
I'm asking that because tomorrow we actually have one of the stars of Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn. His name's Boo Boo Stewart. He's also one of the new stars of the X-Men movie, Days of the Future. And
wow.
So you messed up my whole show now because you haven't seen the Disney movies. No, I'm kidding.
I got to see it. Oh, my God. You got him coming in. That's really good. Your fans are going to love that.
Yeah, so and anybody that wants to watch that show and that anybody that actually wants to listen to any of the shows, remember you can download the application E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. It's free to download. You can just click on the Easy Show and you watch the show live and you can interact with anybody that we're interviewing with. You can chat live with us right now, guys, so the lines are open. You can call us at 914-338-1303. And Jackie, what we do on this show is we're very supportive of independent artists. We're a network, a portal for fans to interact with Hollywood, to interact with philanthropists like yourself, as well as CEOs. And we try to help connect the success. That's really what we're all about. So with that said, I'm going to play two songs. I'm not going to play the whole songs, but I want to get your opinion on these independent artists. Would you mind?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay, so the guys, this next song is coming up. It's from Lil Ms. P from More Entertainment Group, and it's a song about bullying. So in the beginning, you're going to hear a little bit of an intro about what they're talking about, then you'll hear the song, and then when we come back, we got one other song for you. So you listen to Easy Talk Live. Check this out.
Hello, this is Cynthia Mumford, Executive Director of Omni Youth Programs, and we have four questions for you. The first one is, what do you think about the bullying situation going on, not just in Sacramento, California, but all over our country? Number two, have you ever been bullied, or have you ever bullied someone else? Number three, what advice would you give to someone being bullied? And number four, what advice would you give to someone who is the bully?
Opinion of Jackie Christie. What do you think, Jackie?
I like it. I think that it's a great song. I think that it's a really good one for the youth to listen to as well. And just, you know, to help the kids to see that, and through music, you know, that's a very, very good form of communication and it gets attention. So I think the kids could definitely listen to that and it might change a few, you know, few of their minds on how they want to treat each other. I love it.
Cool. We should get you on stage with her. We can have you, you know, sideways hat, and you can be like, yeah, the bully thing, I'm Jackie Christie. Everybody listen to
you
me.
You know me. I like to do everything fun, so let's get it.
Oh, yeah, we got lots of plans ahead of us. Okay, so we're going to play one more song, and this is actually Mary Desmond. I actually met her through a very major A-list individual, and I'm not going to mention the names because you never know who people are on Twitter, but I've been told that this person is a very, 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 very major female, and this is one of their artists, or how I met them, and her name is Mary Desmond, and this is the song's called Typical Girl. Mind you, this girl's 15 years old, and she lives in Orange County. She's a really, really sweet girl, and love to get your opinion. So here, guys, this is Mary Desmond, Typical Girl.
Play the same wondering if you even know my name. I'm trying to play it cool, but I know you see right through me. 'Cause every time you look my way, I don't know what to say. Every time I look at you, I act like such a fool. Can you see, can't you see, baby? Look at me, acting so crazy. I'm just a typical girl with a crush on a guy. I have to go. You say hello, standing right next to me, and suddenly I can't breathe. 'Cause every time you look my way, I don't know what to say. Every time I look at you, I act like such a fool. Can you see, can't you see, baby? Look at me, acting so crazy. Just a typical girl with a crush on a guy.
Alright guys, that was Mary Desmond, Typical Girl, and we are with Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives LA, and this segment on the show is called Celebrity Opinions. Jackie, what do you think of that artist?
I want her. Oh my goodness, she's adorable. Let me just say, from the time you started the music, I was feeling it. I was loving it. And I'm like, you know, grooving to it. I really did. I think both of these songs were really great, great choices on your part. Easy. Really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, she's a sweetheart, guys. I recommend you follow Desmond, D-E-S-M-O-N-D underscore Mary. If you want to support her, Mary Desmond, she's an amazing girl. I think she's an amazing, amazing talent. And mind
wow.
you guys, we are, these are not, I want to make sure everybody understands, right? These are not people that are paying us to be on the show and to get opinions and stuff. We just like to help artists. We like to get submissions. We like, you know, I look at it this way. God has blessed me tremendously with the ability to have the mouth. And the people
yes.
say I have a magic mouth. So, you know, you got to give back.
Yeah.
The more you do. The more you do give back, the more you do get back, but you just can't want it. You can't give back to get back. You just give back, and it eventually happens. So Jackie, I really appreciate your time and opinion on everything. Now, what about do you have any stories on you giving back and you doing something nice for somebody and then maybe God rewarding you and something that might have happened from being just a good spirit, good individual?
You know, I have so many stories, Easy. I'm a huge philanthropist, and I have the Infinite Love Foundation, myself and my husband. We've had it since he was in basketball, and he continues now that he's training athletes and all of that. But what we did is there was a girl named Sarah, and he was playing for the Sacramento Kings, and she loved him as a player, and she had cancer, and she started and, you know, a brain issue and some other things. And she started, you know, as she started getting sicker and sicker, she had said her wish was to come to a Kings game. They're really into their team there. And she wanted to meet Doug. And so we made that happen. Her mom brought her. By that point, she was in a wheelchair. But we, you know, we brought her out. My seats was right there near the court. We sat her right there so she could really experience the game. And she just kept swaying back and forth. She wasn't really, you know, coherent as much, but she was smiling. And what happened is, you know, her mom was very happy. It's actually on one of my websites, the clip for it, but I'll never forget that, because a week later, you know, we said goodbye to her. We let her meet all the players that night, and then a week later her mom called and said she had, you know, she asked for her favorite socks at like 6 o'clock in the evening, and, you know, she gestured that's what she wanted, and her mom put her socks on her, and she knew that that was the night that she was going home to be with God. So it really touched my heart. It touched all the players, everybody. And, you know, to this day, I always, you know, I talk to her, I say prayers for her and everything. But I think a lot of people realized, and then I spoke to some kids, you know, at different, you know, schools and stuff, and talked to them about it. And I think it changed not only my life, but their life as well. And so now what I try to do is, if someone has a wish, I don't care if they're sick and, you know, they're, you know, terminally sick, it doesn't matter, whatever it is, if I have a way to help them, then I'm going to go out and help them, Easy, whatever that means. If it's, I really want to meet this person and I know that person, I'm not going to not introduce them because, you know, oh, well, this person's a celebrity, they don't want to be bothered, I'm going to make it happen some way. Now, I would be respectful of their time, but I would write them a letter first or an email and just tell them this is a person that really, really, really just wants to say hello or just wants to be in your company. And I think me being a celebrity and seeing how these people really, you know, adore us and they love us and they just want to talk to us. They don't want anything else. They just want to know the person that they've grown to love on television or wherever it is or however they've heard of us. Pretty much, you know, one of the stories that has touched my life, and it'll never change. It really was a beautiful situation.
Well, I love it, Jackie. Thank you for sharing that with us. And we do have a segment on both. I do it on both the shows. In fact, I try to get this on every show that we have, and we do have about 7 shows a week on Easy Way Broadcasting. And you guys remember to check out all the other wonderful shows Monday through Sunday. We actually have a show on our network called Humanitarian Radio. And Humanitarian Radio is particularly to highlight those individuals that are doing humanitarian efforts and just really highlight people that aren't known or need to be known more and are doing an amazing thing. I mean, there's kids. In fact, we are linked with a nonprofit called the Peace Fund, and the Peace Fund is an amazing charity. It helps kids, it helps homelessness, it helps hunger. It's just amazing. And the gentleman that started that charity is a very good friend of mine, and now partner in a way on a major event we're going to do, and I'll talk about that. But the Peace Fund is started by Adrian Paul, which a lot of our fans and everybody remembers Highlander. Remember this? Are you a Highlander fan? Do you remember the TV show Highlander?
Definitely.
So Adrian Paul has the Peace Fund, and we're big supporters of the Peace Fund, and it's a sponsor of the Easy Way Cares Cares segment. And so we always try to highlight nonprofits and people doing good, and we work with over 20 nonprofits. So if you do have a nonprofit, I didn't know that. So we're definitely going to have to talk a little bit about your nonprofit, how we can help you highlight that, get a little awareness to it, and tell us more about your nonprofit. I'm interested.
Yeah, it's called the Infinite Love Foundation, and it was founded by Doug and myself because, you know, like you just said, I love what you said about the Peace Fund because our charity helps everyone who's in need. There's a lot of them out there, you know, and they specialize in something. The American Cancer Society, you know, it's about cancer. The American Heart Association, and all of these are beautiful, you know, foundations and charities, and they're helping people. We wanted to do something that it touches a broad spectrum, you know, all the way across the board. If it's a woman, she wants to get back in the workforce, she doesn't have clothes, then I donate her clothes or I go out and get her clothes. And we did all this, we fund all this through our own money. We don't go out and solicit donations or anything like that. Now that it's grown to the level that it has, we are going to go ahead and make it a 501c3. Currently it is a foundation, self-funded foundation. Been doing it for many years. When I was little, like I have made it publicly known, I used to go to a place with my family called the Millionaires Club in Seattle, and it said help with food, and they gave you food vouchers and different things if you had a big family. And, you know, my mom was a single mom. She had 9 kids. I have 8 sisters and brothers. It's 9 of us. So we didn't have a lot of money, but we had things we needed. And that's what I try to tell a lot of people when I mentor, is you may not have what you want, but if you have what you need, then that's all. You know, that's the best thing you could ever hope for. There's people out here that don't have either. So Doug, you know, he's from Seattle as well, and he used to go to a charity similar in the south end of Seattle. So we decided together we would give back to not only the foundations and charities that helped us when we were little in our families, but now that we've become successful, we want to help. And that's how we started Infinite Love Foundation. And we do everything. We donate, you know, tons of food at Thanksgiving and Christmas to them. When I say tons, truckloads. And it's all bought by, you know, us with our funds. We go to Costco, we buy it all, and we take it down there. Not only are we helping other businesses, we also are helping them. And, you know, we just do stuff throughout the year. And the children's hospital, you know, the burn units at the hospitals, people forget about those little kids. They're in there for months on end, you know, and they've had little accidents and stuff, and we buy toys and, you know, just all the sort, you know, books. We donate tons and tons of books because you can never read enough. You know, anything that will help change the world, you know, one kid, one person at a time, that's what our foundation, you know, our mission is, and that's what we do.
You know, Jackie, I really liked that you said that you're not a nonprofit yet, and the reason I'm saying this is because it does highlight that you, from your heart, really want to try to make a difference. You know what I hate? It's one of my pet peeves. Is people that say that they're about nonprofit, they're about charity, and they do it for tax write-offs. and tax refunds. I know a lot. I'm not going to mention names, even though I'd love to put a lot of people on blast. I should come up with a segment on blast. I need to put some people on blast. But basically, these individuals, I know they do it for a tax write-off. And you know, so it's a message to all the listeners out there. You know, don't do it. Do it from your heart. Do it because it needs to be done. And there's others in need. And because you might be a little bit more fortunate than others, you know, how's it going to hurt you? I mean, I'll be on the street a lot of the times. And well, I'm not on the street. I mean, I'll be going to somewhere and I'll be walking to a liquor store or something. And then you know, somebody that's less fortunate than myself will come up to me and ask me for money or something like that. And what I do is I will take them and I'll bring them into Subway or I'll bring them into something and I'll buy them a $20 freaking lunch. You know, I'll smorgasbord them.
Right.
You know, will I give them money directly? No, but I think that they're not going to do the great correct things, but I'll help. I'll help from my heart. And you know, you mentioned the Costco thing. It's funny that you said that because we're involved in, and you might know of this, you might not. We're involved in the annual turkey giveaway every year with E. Jackson Limousines, the E. Jackson Foundation. Are you familiar with them?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh.
Well, EJ Jackson is a very good friend of mine. I actually hosted last year's turkey giveaway. I'll be hosting again this year. And, you know, I'd love to invite you and Doug to come down, support the kids, pass some turkeys out. They feed over 10,000 mouths. And the reason I'm mentioning this, you said the Costco thing. I feel like I'm at a giant outside Costco. There's so much food. It's ridiculous. There's like, I've never seen boxes stacked up so high in my life.
Yes, definitely. We would love to be a part of it. Definitely contact us. You got my number, and we're going to be talking daily anyway, Easy. So I'm there all day long, and so is Doug.
And then so this is event time, guys. And you know, I you might notice, guys, I'm not an interviewer, okay? I'm not going to, so what are you wearing? Or how's your fashion? And I don't – it's boring. I'm having a conversation, and I use my show to get to know people. We have a thing called it's called the paintball. I'm sorry, no, the Peace Fund Games. And
okay.
What the Peace Fund Games is it's a part of the Peace Fund, and I'm hosting this major, huge paintball tournament between celebrities and public figures and people who want to make a difference. They're trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records as the biggest paintball tournament in history. Now, check this out. Each team is fighting for their cause. So they pick they pick their own cause, and it's just like a Hunger Games, only you're not fighting for your life, you're fighting for a charity. and so
I love it.
Yeah, this is going to happen in November. If you go to the blog post, and I hope, Jackie, that you're able to post this out and tweet it out and help raise awareness for all this stuff, because it's I think when people really get the wing of it, it's going to be just a lot of people are going to want to get involved, because one, it's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean, imagine a live Hunger Games. You've seen the movie Hunger Games, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Imagine a live Hunger Games, exactly like Hunger Games. I mean, they're talking about, like, you can do an interactive application with what you're watching live, and you can call in like airstrikes, and you can do different things within the game. And you know, like that's what I do with my show. My show's I was one of the first people to come up with an application-based interactive television show or application-based interactive radio show. And then, you know, they came up with Rising Star, and now everything is interactive. It's all application to the show. But imagine being able to kind of control what you're watching and a giant paintball thing, and there's so many individuals getting involved in this thing now. It's going to be incredible. And I think there's over 45 celebrities that are committed on it, five sponsors, and it's at one of the biggest in Southern California, the biggest paintball locations is sponsoring this thing. And so I'm just plugging it because it's amazing. And, you know, you come support your charity or you know, bring the wives down, bring the friends, we'll have a whole fun shebang. And then if you, do you play paintball? You know, can you get you in a little paintball gear and camouflage you?
I'm the best at paintball. I actually think I'm a Marine when I get in my gear and get my paintball gun together. Oh my God. I flip and roll over and get behind trees and, I'm attacking. The only thing I don't like is for someone to shoot me in the neck area. I freak completely. And then I run them down, and I just keep hitting them until the people drag me off. Oh, I go crazy.
I know exactly what you mean. You know, here's a little story. Okay. When I used to do, like the first time I paintballed, right? I've never done paintball before.
Uh-huh.
and I'm paintball, right? And I'm on the course, and I get like I feel like a bee stung me, like this real bad pain. I'm like,
yes.
Ah, damn.
Yes.
Oh, something stung me. And then I realized I'm like, that's what it feels like when you get hit by it. That was and I felt the pain. I'm like, ugh, you know, like I was like hiding behind a rock.
Yes, that's right.
It hurts. But
my God, that's funny. But yeah, we'd love to get involved. Doug's pretty good at it too, so.
Oh, cool. Right on. Well, you know, I am starting a paintball team. You know, we're starting the Easy Wazers. That's what it's called.
Oh,
nice. We're the Easy Wazers. And,
yes.
You know, I'm building my team and you know, we're collecting it, putting it all together. And I'll get you guys in touch with Adrian. You know, he's the
okay.
founder. I'll get you in touch with the team and, you know, we'll put it all together. We'll have a blast. But all right. So we've had a conversation. We've had fun, but let's give you some time, some promo time. I'm going to make sure that everybody knows about your wonderful stuff that you're selling. I mean, I'm looking at your website. You got a lot of awesome stuff on here. There's a shopping cart. Explain your website a little bit. Like, you got a home, about, shopping, press, Colored Girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's Colored Girl?
Yeah, Proud to Be a Colored Girl is it goes through my foundation. Actually, I have a book, I have a song, and I have a eco-friendly T-shirt line. And what I did is I got tired of the stigma of people, you know, with the whole black and white issue. So I played on the word by saying Proud to Be a Colored Girl. It's for women to inspire them worldwide, every nationality, background, demographic, it doesn't matter. We all have color to our skin, and I want everyone to feel unity. So it unites women, and that's what the book is all about. And it's about us being having a sisterhood and a friendship and everything. All of our lives have been colored in some way, you know, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So that's what that whole book's about. I want them to hear the CD. It's also on YouTube. I also have the CD. If they order the book, they get a free one. It's a single. Bobby Tinsley sung it, and it's just amazing. It's just something else. And I'm actually relaunching the Colored Girl campaign, hopefully coming up this October and November. So you get to see a lot more. I'm tying in a lot of more faces. If you go on the site, you can see all the different people that support it. Secondly, my website is just, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you go in there, you can see the press. I've pretty much done every press junket in the country and in the world, pretty much, I think.
Let me read off some of the logos that I'm seeing here on the website. We got Tyra Banks. Best sports show, period. The best damn sports show, period. BET.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Idea, Donnie Deuce. CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Cold Pizza, ESPN Cold Pizza. ESPN News. E, True Story Hollywood. I've been on E. Yay. Good Day LA. We got a Black Fist. I don't know what that is. What is that?
That's Howard Stern.
Oh, that's Howard Stern. Okay. That's a pretty cool logo. Quite Frankly, with Stephen Smith, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, BET, I'm getting tired. My mouth hurts. BET, the Center, Center VH1, ABC, Associated Press, Black Women Magazine, blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of other stuff. Go to the website and check it out.
Tons.
Accomplished. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, I've been blessed, but I have a lot going on. People can follow me on Twitter easy. It's Jackie Christie. Instagram is Jackie Christie. And Facebook is The Real Jackie Christie, because someone already had taken my name. And, you know, we can socialize. We can interact. If I could be of help to you or your charity, definitely hit me up. On top of that, I always put fun, quirky little stuff up there. And I'm growing my Instagram. I really don't go on there as much as I should, but I'm learning.
Oh, I could school you on the world of Instagram and the digital world.
What?
You know, I was actually congressionally recognized by Brad Sherman, given an award by the city and county of Los Angeles, had an award named after me. I honor individuals that make a difference and have a worldwide outreach, and all of that is based upon my viral marketing expertise and what I've done for the community. So not to toot my own horn, but it is my own show, so I should toot it a little bit.
There it is. That's right. And if you don't, who will for you other than me? Easy.
Well,
but yeah, we got to do lunch. You got to school me on this.
Oh, we're going to definitely have to talk. I got a couple ideas here for the fans. So you have some books, you have some shirts, you have some stuff. Let's come up, and again, if you go along with me with this or not, I think we should come up with some ideas, maybe some questions and answers, some sort of contest, some sort of fun raffle or whatever, where we can maybe allow the fans to get some signed materials, some signed stuff for me. In fact, we have an event coming up on September 27th. It's called Stop the Nonsense. It's a benefit fundraising showcase. Okay.
Okay.
And it's to showcase artists. Ernie Singleton, who's the former president of MCA Records, he cultivated Madonna's career, Prince. He has over 139 platinum and gold albums behind him. We've met a lot of people in the music because of him. He's the executive upon executive in the music industry when it comes to urban music and an urban executive business. We have Shane Sparks, who's the number 7th largest dance choreographer in the world. We used to produce a show called Planet Dance. We have my good friend Deirdre Barnes, who's Justin Bieber's dancer. We have Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. Sam Sarpong from MTV and BET, and he was the face of Ed Hardy, Tommy Hilfiger, Boy London, and many, many, many other people. Zach Callison, the voice of Steven Universe on Cartoon Network. And hopefully we can have Jackie Christie and Doug show up and support, and maybe we can do a couple giveaways, raffles, maybe an auction of some sort, and we can play around with some of these wonderful gifts I see.
I'd love to. Count us in. You already know. Anything that I can do to be of assistance and help people and brighten a day, I'm there.
Cool, I love it. And hey, this is the cool part of having your own show, guys. When somebody says something on air, and you go back to them later on, like 3 months later, and you say, hey, you know, you said you're gonna come, and they say I'm too busy. Then you can play the MP3 on the phone and actually say, well, you said you're gonna come, and it was on my show, and my fans know. No, okay. But I've had a blast, Jackie, and I'm not done. I got a couple more questions for you, and then we'll let you go because I know you're a busy person. But obviously, we gotta pay the bills. Okay, so we're going to play a quick commercial break, a couple commercials, guys. We're going to come back with Jackie Christie, Basketball Wives LA. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events.
Whoops, that was the wrong commercial. Let's do the right one now. That was an old school commercial, but they used to host for us. We love them.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Well, I was just testing you guys, making sure that you're listening. I don't know why, man. I need to get sleep. My fingers aren't working properly. I need to get some sleep here, I swear. All right, so I'm gonna try this again. This is Vanity Drink, guys, and this is brought to you by VanityDrink.com. We love the drink, and it is one of the best drinks to help you stay young. It replenishes you from the inside out. It has amazing beneficial ingredients in it. It replaces coffee. It's just amazing, amazing drink. What is going on here? Where is my – I'm going to talk to Jackie while I figure out why the audio is so low here.
Yeah, Jackie likes coffee.
Yeah, go ahead and talk. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, Jackie. Well, I'm trying to fix you.
No, actually, you know what? I'm curious. I know that I'm going to turn the tables on you a little bit. What's your favorite show on television right now?
My favorite show on television? That's a really, really good question. You know, honestly, to be completely honest, I'm more of an internet guy. I watch a lot of YouTube stuff. I'm more of a, I take my time to gain as much knowledge as I can and increase my craft as a host.
Wow.
And when I do my shows, because I do my show every week, 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. every Thursday, 10:30. So my time really goes into studying my guests and what's new and hot and the new movies and all the best stuff. Mm-hmm. But a show I used to love watch, and I don't know if it's really on anymore. I love Married with Children. I thought Married with Children was a great fun show. Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
You know, you got Bud Bundy, you got Al Bundy, you know, and I know, and I'm not condoning this show. Some people may, you know, it is a show that may offend people in the way that they live and stuff like that. But yeah, the way I look at it is when you're watching TV, it's all in fun. You know, don't
yes,
take it seriously.
Right.
I give props to the writers. I mean, that was a really entertaining show. It's really old school. If you want to ask me my favorite movie, I'll come
yeah.
back to you next week and I'll answer that question. That makes you come back and actually tune in, you know. But yeah, I loved the Mewichon. What was your favorite show besides
actually,
Basketball Wives LA?
You know what? Right now, I would have to say that I have two of them. One is Hardcore Con because I'm really good friends with, you know, everybody over there, Seth and Ashley and all of those guys. I loved them, that family. But the other show is Hit the Floor. Like, oh, my God, I could watch episode after episode. And I hope they just keep the show on from now on. It's so my world. You know, it's about, you know, it's a simulated basketball arena, you know, the Devil Girls arena and all of that. They got the dancers, the players, all that. And I can so relate because I've lived it for 15, 18 years now. So it's just good. It's good entertainment, beautiful people, funny, sexy. It got all the elements. So Hit the Floor.
Well, thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Jackie, for salvaging me. And I now have figured out that I got the commercial working. And just a test, guys. Do you hear that? We good? You hear that commercial?
Yeah.
Yes, Jackie? Okay, cool. All right, guys. So this is Vanity Drink for the third time. And the third time's the charm, vanitydrink.com. Make sure you check them out. Amazing, amazing drink. And you'll see all of our angels with Vanity. In fact, Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls was holding and drinking Vanity. Angelique Bates from All That and 35 and Ticking. You'll see a lot of celebrities in Hollywood rocking Vanity, loving Vanity. It's the best tasting drink. And I know, Jackie, you drank some Vanity. You tried some Vanity at the W Hotel. What did you think of it?
Yes. I loved it. I thought it was really, really good. I loved it. Yeah.
All right. So, guys, this is Vanity Drink. And we'll be right back. VanityDrink.com, guys. Make sure you check it out and use discount code 7022 and tell them Easy Way sent you. They'll treat you good. We're back with Jackie Christie. We're having a blast and having fun, and she's salvaging me and my mistakes today on the show. You know what I realized is I was watching Vanity, and it's so cool how we do our SEO because you type in one thing, and like five or six of my interviews came up. And like we have it so we have our stuff so SEO'd now, guys, and our hashtag is so strong. You type in somebody's celebrity's name or somebody's company or somebody's brand, and Easy Way will pop up all over the place. Interviews, boom, 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 boom. It's pretty awesome. But all right, so Jackie, what is your most unique, fun, and give me a good one here. Give me a real good story. What's your most unique, fun, surprising fan experience that you've encountered?
Oh, wow. I have so many. I would have to say one of my most unique, fun. Oh, when a fan showed up at I was doing an event, and he showed up with a T-shirt with my picture on it. I couldn't believe it. He opens up his suit jacket, and there's my picture. There's some of my cosmetics, all this stuff, and it was gorgeous. But I was thinking, this is so sweet. Like, he went out of his way and went and made this shirt and all of that. So that blew me away. That was fun and unique.
What's your second favorite fan experience?
My second favorite fan experience would have to be, oh, God, I have so many. Let me see. Oh, a fan did a scrapbook and came to one of my events as well in New York and gave me this small little book, and it was really, really cool. And I thought, oh, it's nice. It's probably their book they wrote. I'm going to read it. And I opened it up, and it was all pictures of me and different things that I've done in my career. And I'm used to seeing that for my husband because, you know, with basketball, the fans do all that creative stuff. But for me, I'm like, oh, my God. And it had clips of me from the show and just different interviews I've done and all kind of stuff. So I thought that was really sweet. And me and that fan are still friends to this day. He was a very sweet man.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it. So little birdie told me that you can rap a little bit. Told me you have some skills with the spit. Is that true?
No, it's funny people say that. I did a song because I have a bucket list, and I hope everyone does. Easy. If you don't, you got to make one. And it's things you want to do while you're alive, and you only live once. So I said, I want to go in the studio and I want to record, because I have a record label and I have artists on it. But I had never got behind the mic. I never heard how I sounded, anything. So I had Bobby Tinsley, one of my artists, do a song for me, and it was, you know, I did it, and it turned out really good, and I rapped a little bit in it, and it was fun. It was experience, but I'm not a singer at all.
Okay, well, I didn't say singer. I said rapper. Can you bust a little bit of rap? You know,
no.
You do your thing, and maybe, perhaps, you can get people to come and put some cash in the hat, and it'd be lots of fun, because maybe that's a fact, and you can come on the Easy Show, and if you don't have cash in the hat, I'll give you the dough. You know what I mean? Because I screamed through the halls, and we're talking to Jackie Christie, talking about basketballs.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're good. See, mine, I would have to go. My name is Jackie Christie, and I'm a sexy girl. If you're really, really nice, I'll let you in my world.
Ooh, there you go.
And that's
okay.
It. See?
You just need a little beatbox.
I always put swag with mine. Yeah, there you go.
I love it. I've had so much fun, Jackie. I really appreciate you, coming on the show and enjoying yourself. And I hope you had a good time. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you your final words, whatever you want to say to your friends and fans and anything else you might want to promote. And then please don't go anywhere, because I'm going to play one more commercial. It's a little bit of endorsement of some people that support us. And then at the end of that, if you could please follow that, say, my name is Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives LA, and I'm doing it the easy way. See, I'm making you rap, but you don't even realize it.
That's right.
I'd appreciate it. So go ahead. You know, talk to us. Whatever you want to get out, whatever you want people to know, the next 30 seconds to a minute, to even 2 minutes, is all yours. Jackie Christie, go.
I want to say, everybody, make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Again, Twitter and Instagram is Jackie Christie, and Facebook is The Real Jackie Christie. Also, support our show, Basketball Wives LA, Season 4, I'm not announcing it, but I'm saying pretty soon, hopefully you will be able to tune in or at least follow us while we're filming and then tune in. My girl is Shawnee O'Neill. She's one of the EPs. Of course, Shed Media, all of those guys are my family. VH1 is my family. I love all of them. And, I really feel like this show has a great future and lots of amazing things where you can see what our lives are all about and what we're doing. Thirdly, like I said, my foundation is my baby. It is my heart. Hit me up. Text me, tweet me, do something. If you got my number, contact me. If you're involved with your cause as well, we can cross-promote and make a difference in the world. And that's what I want to tell you.
We're losing you a little bit, so make sure you keep good signal, especially if you're giving me my shout-out. This is the most important part of the show. So,
yes, for sure.
I'm just kidding. All right, so we're going to play this quickly. This is a couple of people support us, guys, support the show. I appreciate your drop afterwards, Jackie, and we'll definitely be talking about what's going on in both of our lives off the air. You're a sweet individual. I can tell you got a great heart.
Thank you.
And I hope everybody that's listening received that and realize that. And you guys listen to Easy Talk Live every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. We get live on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcast, and this is a couple people that support Easy Way Broadcast and Easy Talk Live and doing it the easy way.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi,
Dolly Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy.
Hollywood It Guy here, and now it's time for Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives LA to tell you guys what she thinks about the show and the easy way. Go ahead, Jackie.
Hey, this is Jackie Christie, Basketball Wives LA, and I choose to do it the easy way.
Aw, thank you. That was so cool. You said you choose to do it the easy way. I love it. You choose. You give
That's
it, give
right.
it that extra pizzazz. You know, I'm salt, you're pepper. I love it.
That's
so,
right.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And if you want to stick around, I know you're really busy, but I'm going to play a couple more artists. I'm actually going to be playing an interview with Dante Bosco, who was the star of star with Robin Williams on Hook. You remember Peter Pan? I used to always want to fly when I was a kid. I used to I looked around for pixie dust. I looked around for pixies. I'm not even kidding. I'm not going to front. I wanted to think happy thoughts, and I wanted to fly over to be Superman and all that stuff. Remember back in the day when you used to watch this stuff, and then you'd watch it on TV, and then you'd be like, okay, I can do this. And you like search. I mean, I used to do that stuff, but and that's a good question. Actually, I'm not gonna let you go. Wait. What's your favorite back in the day childhood memory?
Oh my God, my favorite back in the day childhood memory would have to be this boy in the neighborhood that was so nice and so sweet, and he smelled like vanilla, and all the girls liked him in the neighborhood, and I felt like I was like the outcast, even though I was the most popular. And one day he came up and he said, I really want to take you to eat ice cream because I think that you are a very sweet person and you have a big heart and you always try and make all the kids in the neighborhood happy. And I will never forget that. I thought, wow, you know what I mean? And so we all ended up, I said, I want everyone to go. So we all went and our parents took us and we ate ice cream. So that was one of my favorite childhood memories.
I love it. What about I Want to Be Something? Because my story, when I used to watch Peter Pan, I wanted to be Peter Pan. I'm not even kidding, man. I looked around for pixie dust. I believed in fairies.
God.
I clapped. I did the whole shebang.
And mine was probably I wanted to be, wow, it was so many things. But I would have to say I wanted to be that genie in a bottle.
Oh, genie in a bottle.
Genie.
I
yes. I wanted
I
to be her
see
so
you
bad.
With a little... I can still see you with a little genie outfit and doing the little hands together, bang, with your head.
Yes. And she would go down in her bottle, and that's, and it's funny because I live like that. My room is like my bottle, and Doug and those guys know it. So when I'm in my bottle, I'm just in here snuggled up. I have all these big plush pillows everywhere. It's just like the bottle that genie has.
Okay, guys, I'm patenting this idea. I know this is live on air, and hundreds of thousands of people are listening, but I'm patenting this idea. I want to do a photo shoot with you, Jackie, and my angels, and we're going to dress you up like I Dream a Genie, and
okay.
We're going to have you do the whole I Dream a Genie pose, and the angels are going to be around you, and we'll make wishes. We'll make people's wishes. We'll make kids' wishes come true. What do you think?
Let's do it. I'm down.
Love it. All right, so having so much fun, and I heard you're a dancer too, or I don't know. I'm hearing things with the grapevine. I'm just kind of like going on the internet. Do you dance at all? You got some skills?
You know what? It's funny. I dance. I strip for Doug. That's it. But I don't know how to dance. No, I want to learn how to do hip hop. I'm gonna learn how, because that's
Lucky
on my
Doug.
Bucket list, and I just haven't started yet. And you know, Casper Smart, J Lo's boyfriend. That's my little brother. I'm having him teach me.
Oh wow, cool! I didn't know that. Well, I met Shane Sparks because I am a dancer. I actually met him on the BET red carpet, and I used to teach dance at Bally's. Yeah, I'm a hip hop dancer. I've been dancing. I danced with a whole bunch of people. In fact, I have an interview. In fact, I think I'm talking about it on this interview. So, guys, I'm gonna play this interview here real quick, and you can hear this, Jackie, and you get your opinion afterwards. This is Dante Bosco. If you remember him, he was the guy with the skunk haircut. Red and black. He played Rufio on Hook with Robin Williams. He was also in Take the Lead with Antonio Banderas. He was in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and tons and tons and tons and tons of other stuff. I get a couple of things out of him that nobody even knew about. But this little piece, I mean, this is literally like an hour in interview. But this little piece is him talking about how he used to be a b-boy dancer and he used to do all this stuff back in the day. So this is Dante Bosco and your man Eric Zulli, Easy. Now, I hope you guys enjoy this little interview here. I can't flip the interview. You guys got to go to YouTube and wait until I post the interview. But that was just the dance section of it. And being someone that either wants to learn dancing, Jackie, or is a dancer, do you agree with what Dante was saying?
I couldn't hear it. I wish I could, but I'm going on YouTube and I'm listening to it.
Oh, you couldn't
hear
it?
It was nothing. I didn't hear it. Uh-uh, I didn't play.
Oh, darn it. I apologize, guys. You got heard a whole bunch of air. So that was my version of you using your imagination of what we were saying in the interview. And when we actually post the interview, you'll hear the interview. So I figured it out. I guess it only works if it's on the internet or it's on the internet. It doesn't work on the actual applications from the computer. So I apologize, guys. You heard a bunch of air, but now it's just more anticipation for this wonderful, wonderful interview. So what I will do, though, is I'll play my interview when this is the same day that I met you, Jackie. This is when we both met John Mata. Vice President of Warner Brothers CW. This was the interview I did with him. You actually left, I think, because I got him later on. But listen to what John Mata says about the Easy Way. It was just really cool, and I get goosebumps every time I hear this. And so whenever I'm in a bad mood, I just listen to this interview, and I'm all good. All right, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. This is me and John Mata, the Vice President of CW, and also the President of UNICEF. How cool is that? What's going on, guys? I'm Eric Zulli for The Easy Show. What's going on, John?
What's going on, Eric?
Man, I there's no words to describe what it's like to stand next to greatness like this.
I had the same feeling.
Really?
I had the same feeling.
You're not wearing a fedora hat, though. We got to get you an Easy Way fedora hat. But, guys, I'm standing next to John Mata. He is the president.
Or you're too kind.
Executive Vice President. He's involved with the UNICEF and Warner Brothers and CW. And you're President of UNICEF?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, now that's the stuff right there. President of UNICEF. UNICEF is amazing. And my fans and me, on behalf of us, we're bowing down to you, sir.
Thank you.
So we're here at an amazing event. We're doing it the easy way.
Can you bring my mic up?
How you feeling? How much fun?
You've done the greatest job tonight. You've brought so many people together. I think it's extraordinary what you've done, Eric.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that. So we talk to entrepreneurs all the time, and I'd love to hear your story of like some of the challenges you faced, and then how did you get in the position you're in?
You know, it's pure networking. Every position I've gotten has been through meeting people, through finding my way, through being out and talking to people. It's that simple. That simple, Eric.
And how did you get involved with UNICEF?
You know, when I turned 60. I wanted to find something that would take my mind off myself for a few minutes a day. Not too long, but a few minutes a day. And I found my way to UNICEF, and it's a great organization, a pure and great organization.
You want to tell them a little about, some people may not know about the organization.
UNICEF was created out of the United Nations, United Nations Children's Fund. We created a charity within UNICEF called the Chinese Children's Initiative. Although China is a great and powerful country, there are millions of orphans, poor children, and we're trying to take companies and businesses and people who are involved with China to give back a little bit to the Chinese children.
And you know, we are involved with China with Hello Hollywood, and any way we can support that, we're 100% behind. Now let me ask you just out of the spur of a random question, okay? What did you want to be when you grew up? I know this wasn't planned, or was it?
No, it was not planned. My goal was to be you. I couldn't achieve that, so I decided to do the best I could. I wanted to be in the entertainment business. I wanted to work in charity. Here I am.
And here you are. And so he just said he was. Okay, Ernie Singleton said I was his mentor, and John Myler just said he wants to be me. What's going on here? God is good. That's all I got to say. God is great.
Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Can I have you say your first and last name, and I'm doing it the easy way real quick?
I'm John Mata.
And you do it the easy way?
The easy way. I do it the easy way. I'm John Mata. I do it the easy way. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you so much, man. I'm on.
I'm going to do a production.
All right, guys, that was John Mata, the Vice President, Executive Vice President of CW, Warner Brothers, as well as President of UNICEF. And that was just an amazing experience. And it goes a figure, man. The one time you get an amazing interview like that, and he says amazing things like that, you have the stupid mechanical signal. You have the electric problems. And you heard the I mean, it still works. I still pulled it, but you have no idea what it was, what I went through to get that interview. But it was a blessing. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play this interview, this next interview, guys. This is an interview by my man Rampage Jackson. You remember him as Mr. T on the A-Team movie, and he was one of the top fighters at one time on the UFC. And this was a really cool interview. And this was actually done on behalf of supporting kids with diabetes. And so this is Rampage Jackson, and here it is. All right, guys, so that was Rampage Jackson. I did that in honor of a friend of mine that's actually dealing with some situations with diabetes and all everybody out there, everybody that's dealing with any diabetes situations. You know, that interview was on behalf of all awareness for supporting and finding a cure for diabetes. And so I'm going to post another interview. Or I'm going to play another interview here. This is with my friend Boo Boo Stewart, who is actually going to be coming on my show tomorrow live and direct. All you guys got to do is download free the Eric Zuley app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and you'll be able to tune in live to the show. Boo Boo is one of the new stars, new characters of the new X-Men Days of Future Past, and he was also major in the Twilight movie, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn, and he played opposite to Taylor Lautner. That's pretty cool. So this is an interview with Boo Boo Stewart, and you're listening to Easy Talk Live. And we have to play a little commercial here. Hold on, right? Because this is YouTube. There we go. All right, let's... That was actually the whole Stewart family. All right, guys, so that was Boo Boo Stewart and Fievel and Sage and the whole Stewart family there. And it was a lot of fun. So tomorrow we're going to have an amazing show. We're going to be showing a lot of the pieces and things that that Mr. Boo Boo has done. You know, he was in Kicking It on Disney's XD. He was in a lot of different things. And he was in Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn. He was in, and he's going to be in the new X-Men. And he's been in many, many, many other things. And it's just pretty awesome. And also, guys, Jackie Christie did have to go. She's been on with us for over an hour. And so that was pretty awesome of her to do that. And so I'm going to go ahead and play this this exclusive here. This is actually the part of Boo Boo Stewart. This is his part in Twilight. With Taylor Lautner, and we'll be right. This is just a memory refresher. If any of you guys out there don't know who Boo Boo is, this is Boo Boo Stewart and Taylor Lautner. Oh, wait, no, it isn't, because you guys won't hear that, and I didn't have it set up. Never mind. So we're gonna go ahead and bring our Easy Way Angel in, Sonya Harley, to tell you guys how awesome tomorrow's show is gonna be. Sonya Harley, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good. You sound like you're at an event or something like that. Where are you calling from?
I'm going outside right now. Yes, you know, I have an angel on the go, right? So I'm always busy marketing and promoting for Easy Way Angels and also doing music and stuff like that. So tomorrow's show is going to be, like, absolutely amazing. I can't believe we're going to have Boo Boo Stewart. I'm so excited because I love vampires, although I know he's a werewolf. I do understand that, but I totally dig vampires, and we're going to have a lot of fun things to play off of with him tomorrow on the show. And I know there's going to be, like, tons of girls calling in, texting in, trying to ask him all kinds of questions. So I think it's going to be super fun. We're going to dig in a little bit. We're going to dig in a little bit with Boo Boo and ask some good questions that I think a lot of his fans are going to want to know, because, you know, I know he's a singer too, which is, like, so awesome, because I'm an artist and I love music and that's what I do. Sonya Harley's TT with EZ on the EZ show. So I have, like, some questions I want to ask him regarding music as well, you know. So I'm excited. I'm totally excited.
I'm excited too. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing show. And tell our audience a little bit about this week's Easy Way Angel segment. What's it about?
Our Easy Way Angel segment is basically going to be based around Boo Boo Stewart. It's going to be based around Twilight. It's going to be based around X-Men. We're going to, like, you know, try to find out a few things about Boo Boo Stewart. What makes him tick? And when did he get started doing everything that he's doing? And why is he so electric on screen? Like, he looks so good on screen. There's really fun questions that I want to ask about Twilight. But you have to, like, watch the show tomorrow at 3. Go download the Eric Zulli app and watch the show. Faithy J is going to be joining me tomorrow. She's going to be my co-host, and she is a host for Teens on Air, which is freaking an amazing show. And she's one of our angels on the go. So tomorrow it's going to be exciting. We're going to, like, before when Boo Boo Stewart leaves, he's probably going to turn into a werewolf. He's probably going to have to transform before he leaves because it's going to be, like, just that electric tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, and we're also going to be talking about there's actually a really cool scene on Disney's XD's Kicking It, which I know a lot of people watch. And he actually has a sparring battle. He actually fights Leo Howard, who plays Jack on the TV series, and they have a bow. You know, bow is the long stick that you fight with. Donatello on the Ninja Turtles used the bow. For those of you guys that don't know what that is, they both do a bow battle, and believe it or not, Boo Boo Stewart's character actually wins the battle. And so we're going to be showing.
No way, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're going to be talking a lot about the stuff that people might not remember or recognize. We have him on the red carpet at the Radio Disney Music Awards, and he's looking all stylish on that carpet. You know, he was actually the presenter on the Radio Disney Music Awards, and his career is just really flourishing. And what a lot of people may not know is I've known Boo Boo since he was a kid. I knew Boo Boo since he was a little kid, probably around 14, 15 years old. And now he's an adult, and he's doing it, and he's got hair. You know, he's trying to copy Kevin Sorbo, Hercules or something. I don't know. Nothing. He's amazing. He's an amazing actor. He's killing it. He's got some amazing things. He's going to give us from what I heard, he's going to give us a couple surprises and things that people haven't heard yet. It's going to be an amazing show. So I definitely recommend everybody tuning in to that show on TheEasyShow.com, letter E, letter Z, TheEasyShow.com. We will be tweeting it like crazy. We'll be Instagramming it. The angels will be pushing it. Our whole team's pushing it. Boo Boo may even be tweeting it. We'll see. It's going to be an amazing show. And this show is produced by Pepper J Productions. It's on Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV, Music That Pays Magazine, True Independent, True Indie TV, which is Channel 28 on Open Vision Networks, TRN, TIN. And it's just amazing. We have a lot of fun. And Sonia, you know, you caught us at the end of the show. We're wrapping up here.
Yeah. Well, you know, can I say one thing really quick? I have to do this.
No, you can't.
I know.
We gotta go.
No. Well, okay. I'm excited. Boo Boo's coming. I'm excited that he sings and stuff. And I just want everyone to not freaking forget that we have an amazing showcase coming up. Russ and I are working hard on the showcase. It's going to be at Busby's. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have so many amazing artists on the showcase. And Ernie Singleton's going to be there, you know, and he's like a very, very viable person for a lot of artists. And you never know, maybe Boo Boo Stewart might come through and, you know, pick up his guitar maybe and play a little jingle. You never know. So it's going to be a lot of good surprises. So I want everyone out there to make sure that you're ready for the showcase and, you know, get everything that you need so that you can be there, tickets and stuff like that. We're figuring out what the prices are going to be, and we're probably going to give away maybe one free ticket or something like that. I'm working it out with Russ, but the talent is going to be amazing. And this is Eric Zulli putting the card into it. It's Stop, S-T-O-P, Stop the Nonsense, Stop Everything. This is a charity event that is going to be just a really, really beautiful expression of a lot of artists coming together for a good cause. So
yeah, and you missed the show. Jackie Christie and possibly her husband Doug Christie, NBA star, did say on air that they want to come to that and they want to support. They're also going to be donating their materials. You know, Jackie has shirts and she has different
awesome
things. She's gonna sign it. Doug may sign it. They're gonna support the cause of the Peace Fund, and they're also going to get involved in the big paintball tournament we have coming up. So we're going to be doing it the easy way, guys. It's going to be a blast. Do not miss it. We've got tons of celebrities, tons of support, tons of sponsors. You got the angels in the house. There's going to be over 10 beautiful angels wearing our shirts. Performances by Justin Bieber's dancer. It's going to be ridiculous. So tune in tomorrow, guys. Don't miss it. You're listening to Easy Talk Live every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Don't miss next week. We got another amazing show for you guys, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow on The Easy Show by Pepper J Productions. I love you guys. Keep doing it the easy way.
Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.